The group, Friends of Dutch Charlie Creek, are trying to protect a sensitive area of coho salmon habitat from already approved logging. The creek is in northern Mendocino, west of Laytonville, and feeds into the South Fork of the Eel River. The group consists of scientists and also local residents. They are suing Cal Fire, who approved the logging, and Redwood Timber Company, also known as RTC. We spoke with Friends of Dutch Charlie Creek member Philip McGarvey to learn more about the lawsuit and what is behind the effort. He started our interview with some background on his experiences as a resident of the area.
I've been living in this watershed, the Dutch Charlie watershed, for 8 years, caretaking some land here. And I just have really fallen in love with the place, with the land and the forest, and gotten to learn all about it, walking all over it for years. And the group, Friends of Dutch Charlie Creek, is myself and a number of friends and neighbors, including some scientists who really love the land here and the Upper South Fork Eel River and the salmon and all the wildlife.
What are your main issues with Redwood Timber Company's harvest plan?
There's a lot of issues. The biggest ones would probably be, how it's going to impact the coho salmon habitat. So coho are endangered, not a lot left in California. And this creek is one of their prime habitats in California. It happens to be the densest coho population consistently when it's surveyed by CDFW of any stream in California, as far as I know, definitely in the South Fork Eel River. So like this area that we're in is the prime coho habitat in California, and this is like the best of the creeks for them. And so these timber harvest plans, they include a whole lot of exceptions to the standard forest practice rules to allow things like bulldozing near the creeks and cutting trees, unmarked trees in the buffer zones around the creeks, and using heavy equipment on the steepest slopes, things like that that just shouldn't be allowed here. And as well, the haul roads for hauling logs out of the watershed run right along the creek. And so there's really no way to prevent fine sediment from using those haul roads to prevent fine sediment from getting into the creek when they drive the log trucks on those roads. And the sediment damages the coho habitat by kind of filling in the pools.
I noticed on your lawsuit that Cal Fire is included along with RTC. You know, what was their involvement, and why does your group think that these approvals happen despite this being a very sensitive area?
It's an interesting story. In this case, they first wanted to log here 5 years ago with a previous plan on the same area. So they submitted that plan, and I wrote a long letter to CDFW explaining, you know, how this was going to impact the coho habitat here. And at that time, they took it seriously and sent somebody down here to do an inspection of the plan, and they found a lot of issues with the road system. And they wrote like 20 pages of recommendations for strict protections for the coho habitat in this watershed. And so after that, the timber company withdrew that plan, and now they came back 5 years later with two new plans in the same place that basically do the same thing, but they also include all these new exceptions to the rules. And so we wrote CDFW with the same letter, telling them, that this is happening again, and got no response. And the new timber harvest reviewer at CDFW didn't mention any of it, didn't respond to any emails. And so they just kind of rubber stamped it. Cal Fire did the same. They did make some recommendations for changes to the plan, but mostly around like very specific spots, culverts and stuff, which is great, but they did not even attempt to address all the things in our comments.
Having some older trees in that spot, plus the sensitivity of the salmon habitat, is there any resolution to this that would be reasonable for the environment that also includes logging? Or because of the sensitivity of this area, does your group think that there's basically no way that this spot should be logged?
Yeah, I could speculate about like ways to thin smaller trees out that could, you know, not impact the environment as much. But in this particular place, because of the problems with the road network, there's really no way to get to most places without real problems to the salmon habitat. So I don't think it even makes sense to try to do that. And so what we're calling for is for the watershed to be protected permanently, you know, in some form as a protected area, and just not do logging here. There's tons of land around that's been logged many times and can keep being logged. There's no reason to go after the old growth trees in the one place with the most coho in California.
Would love to know just a little bit more about what's happening right now with your lawsuit, and then a little bit about the upcoming hearing in Ukiah that I believe you're looking to have folks participate or come to and support.
So where the lawsuit stands right now, the court in Mendocino County didn't give a restraining order, which is typically in a case like this, you can get a restraining order to halt the logging until the lawsuit can be heard. And in this case, they just denied that, and the appeal court did the same thing. So we're still hoping to get a preliminary injunction 3 weeks from now. The hearing for that is August 27th at the Ukiah Courthouse at 2 p.m., courtroom H. And the arguments that are being made right now, the other side is arguing that there's no evidence in the record whatsoever that their plans will cause any sediment discharge into the creeks. And we're arguing that they do, and that the plans are required by CEQA to assess those impacts, which currently they just don't mention at all the potential for impacts from the road network, etc.
The hearing on the Friends of Dutch Charlie Creek lawsuit will be held on August 27th at the Ukiah Courthouse at 2 p.m. in Courtroom H. You can also learn more about the effort to protect Dutch Charlie Creek and its coho salmon population at savethecoho.org. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.